which I will get to in a moment. Professor, let's start with the revengers. The president is resisting their subpoenas. He's even suing some of these congressional chairs. Doesn't Congress have a right to hear from these Trump officials as their oversight?
Congress does, but the courts also have a right to check Congress. I grew up in the McCarthy period where Congress abused its authority to subpoena and to bring people in front of committees just to humiliate them, just to embarrass them. And the courts ultimately stepped in and said, enough is enough. I suspect we're going to have a real battle. The courts will sustain some of the subpoenas, but will refuse to sustain others if they think they're being used for an improper purpose.
Yeah, Trump is really going to the mat on this. He's refusing to submit to any of these subpoenas or to allow any of his staff to testify. Now, I want to play something for you. The president said today at the NRA convention, he talked about his efforts that he says were meant to take him down, these efforts by the government. Watch.
They tried for a coup. Didn't work out so well. Corruption at the highest level, a disgrace. Spying, surveillance, trying for an overthrow, and we caught them.
Are words like coup and overthrow over the top, Professor Dershowitz?
Well, generally they are, but there was one instance where it wasn't over the top. When people talked about invoking the 25th Amendment, which was for an incompetent president, I use the term coup, even though I try to be very balanced and reasonable. The 25th Amendment was never intended for a president who you simply disagree with.
Okay, I need you to put your legal scholar hat on.
Okay.
One of our own family, Judge Anthony Napolitano.
Terrific guy.
He is raising questions about obstruction of justice, okay? Do you agree? Is this obstruction of justice?
I do not agree. I think Judge Napolitano is terrific, and we often agree about the law. But in my introduction to the Mueller report, I go through the elements of obstruction of justice. The act itself has to be illegal. It can't be an act that is authorized under Article 2 of the Constitution.
So firing the FBI director?
It's not even a close case. Look, the best analogy is President George H.W. Bush pardoned Caspar Weinberger on the eve of his trial in order to stop the Iran-Contra investigation. The special prosecutor said he did it for that reason. Nobody suggested obstruction. It can't be obstruction of justice if the president is acting within his authority. Nixon obstructed justice because he acted outside his authority, destroying evidence, paying hush money, telling his subordinates to lie to the FBI.
Napolitano says he told people to write letters to the file. He told people to go and deliver messages. Not obstruction of justice.
Those are all legal acts. If he ever told somebody to lie in front of a grand jury, that would be obstruction.